Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hope to sweep the sun with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to our Friday broadcast for Friday, February 27, the last broadcasting day on the daily broadcast in February. It is a great joy to be with you. Well, all this month, I've been mentioning our project, Reaching America with the Gospel. What we plan to do is go on some new radio stations, and long term, I'd love to go on some that where the gospel maybe is not preached as much in America, and we could get on there by radio. And I prayed about this. The Lord showed me how to do it, and so I'll be announcing, as we take on some new stations, I'll be announcing that in coming days. You say, well, preacher, is that you're going to say you're going to take? Well, yeah, I'm going to say we're going to take some on, because God would not have laid this on my heart if somebody wasn't going to give. Amen? So we're asking 1,000 people across America to support GBI $10 a month. All right? And that ain't but $120 a year. Amen? And we're asking you to do that. And I wouldn't ask you to do something that I'm not doing myself. And me and my wife support our own ministry. I thank God that we do. Gospel Broadcasting is its own entity, got its own board of directors. They're all Bible preaching men of God, preachers. As a matter of fact, all our board directors are preachers, and they love the Lord. Now, if you're interested in this, make your check to GBI, and then our mailing address, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. And also, you can give by calling our offices at 336-356-1560 or 336-372-5700. A lot of people like to use the cards now. They can set that up where it comes out, a certain day a month, and you can quit anytime you want to. And you're not obligated to anything. If you start into it and you have financial trouble and you need to quit, you quit. I'm not on the radio for your money. I'm on the radio trying to get people saved. Amen. When I finished preaching a meeting the other night in another state, not too long ago, there was some young kids approached me on the platform. And if you mamas and daddies don't want to listen to me and y'all want to get mad at me for preaching the Bible, I'm going to preach these kids. And I'm going to preach for these kids so that they'll have a free place to grow up like I've had. I've lived the American dream, brother. I've been able to live my dream. Radio was my dream. I've been able to live that. God's blessed me, and I thank God for it. And it'll be going home day one of these days, and I'll get to go home, and I can tell the Lord, Lord, you let me have my dream. Amen. You can also give online at gbiradio.org. If I didn't say that, and if I did, I said it twice, didn't I? All right, the character of Joshua. Father, take the message, use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. You know what Jesus is setting an example there? He's setting an example. Listen, not my will. Now, if the Lord didn't want his will done, but he wanted God the Father's will done, how much do we need God's will done in our lives today? Amen? We desperately need God's will. Some people have their own orders. They're going to do their own thing. They're going to go where they want to. They're going to take the church that's convenient for them to pastor. They're going to go here to the mission field because they feel like they're called here or there. That's all right as long as God's in it. But listen, nobody has their own order. My orders is radio. That's where my orders are. Now, if they change, I'll let you know. But my orders right now is reaching people on radio. Some people say, well, preacher, that door's not always going to be open. Friend, I'm not worried about what's in the future. I'm worried about what's on the table right now. And the door is open right now for me to go on radio. The door is open for me to reach America by radio. And I plan to do just that. Just what God gives me to do, I plan to do it. I want you to pray for me. I want you to love me. I want you to help me. I want you to be a part of what I'm doing. Pray for me that God will help me. Radio's not easy. Some folks say, well, I can't preach, preacher, if I don't have some faces. Well, you wouldn't make it in radio long. Amen. Well, listen, we don't have very many radio preachers today. Now we have, well, and by the way, I appreciate churches airing their broadcasts on the radio. I'm glad we have a lot of that on our stations, and I'm glad churches air their services. I appreciate that. Dr. Seitler believed in doing it both ways. He sure did. He aired Tabernacle Air, and then he aired the Bright Spot Air. Dr. Seitler believed in doing it both ways, and I believe it works. But I tell you what we need. I'd like to have, in the next generation, some young men that would take radio serious like Oliver Green did. All you say, preacher, of their social media and the podcast. Let me tell you something. I hope this don't make you mad, but I'm going to say it anyway. A man came to me not long ago. He's a friend of mine. He said, my pastor would like to be interested in you talking to you about some radio time. I said, it'd be great. He said, my pastor has two radio broadcasts. He said, my pastor has a 15-minute daily preaching broadcast. And my pastor has a daily talking where he just talks about the issues. And I said, I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in this preaching program. But I'm not interested in some talk. Listen, we don't need to talk to people. We don't need to have pot. And you say, preacher, you're preaching against podcasts. Listen, God, now you can do what you want to. Let me stop before you all get mad at me. You can do what you want to do. But God didn't call me to talk to you. God called me to preach to you. God give us some men of God to preach the word of God again. God give us some men that'll do it the way Jesus wants it done. I'm not in these little two-minute thoughts. Amen. Now, listen, amen. I know we do our program called A Call for Revival, 5-minute program. As of the time I'm recording this, we preach on it. I want to say this. America needs some preaching. Amen. A soldier can't have his own orders. What if every soldier in the military had his own orders? Amen. Listen, there was a controversy not long ago about defying orders. No soldier has a right to defy military orders. Amen? And that's right. Now, as long as they're within the confines of what's set up. Amen. Now, let me show you about a soldier. A soldier must be disciplined, fit, and prepared for the warfare. Now you don't want soldiers out there that's overweight, that can't run, that can't fight. Why, you don't want them out there. By the way, God can't use a man. You know, I'm going to say this. Some of y'all ain't going to like it. But we got some spiritually fat people in the work of the Lord. You sat and you listened to sermon after sermon after sermon. I'm glad you listened to preaching, but you never do anything. You never do the things you hear the preacher. Oh, that was a great sermon. I'm going to ask you a question. Sir, ma'am, when are you going to start doing what you're listening to? You see, you got to be prepared to fight God's battles. You got to have to go through some things. Amen. You got to be prepared in the Word of God. Oh, preacher, I know that Bible, do you? I don't know mine like I ought to. And I doubt if most of you know yours like you ought to. It's awful almost today, some of the counseling that people give each other in churches. Well, I know what the Bible says, but there is no what the Bible says, but. It's what the Bible says, period. End of story. Amen. That's right. Now, let me help you. Psalm 1, verse number 2. I don't want to be mean. The Bible said in verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. All right. And he said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. That means that you've got the Word of God on your mind. Now, it don't mean all the split second time, but it does mean you spend more time in the Word of God than you do on the TV, the ball games, the movies, and the phone, and the games, and all this stuff. Meditate in God's Word. Fellow preachers, find out what God's saying. Not what some commentary said, not what some outline book said. Find out what God is saying to you. Get in your Bible. How long has it been since you heard from heaven? How long has it been since your delight is in the Word of the God? Amen. Our delights, you know, one of my favorite verses in the Bible, and I pray this prayer every day. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Oh, there's some good stuff I was reading yesterday in the book of Daniel. Well, I was reading some things, and I tell you what, I'd never seen. I just had never stopped paying attention to things I saw. Just going along there. I want you to understand something, friend. This Bible's a great book. It's not just a list of rules of do's and don'ts. It's not just bad and sad times. This Bible is a great book. And if you're going to be a soldier, you got to be acquainted with the Bible. Why? What soldier go out there and wouldn't know his weapon? They tell me when they have a Marine, they teach him to break that gun down and take it apart. He knows every part of that gun. Do we know every part of our Bible? I can honestly say I was thinking this morning. My wife, we first got married, she bought me books. By the way, I think the Bible's the main book you ought to read. But there's nothing wrong with other books. My wife's bought me books I've never read. They're on the shelf over there. They're not doing me any good on the shelf. They're not doing me any good. You know what? I need to be reading them. How far ahead would I be 20 years ago if I'd have read more and studied more? Amen? Now, let me show you something else. Amen. Verse number 3 says, and I got to move on. The Bible says, and he shall be like a tree. Talking about a man that's planted in the Word of God, planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Boy, you want to be green for God? Stay in there for God. Now, let me give you this. A soldier must know who the enemy is. Now you got to know, if you're going to be a soldier, you got to know who to fight. I'm afraid some of us don't know who to fight. Why, listen, brother, we have preachers that make fun of the devil. You're not going to see me making fun of the devil. Michael the archangel, he's the chief angel. He did not make fun of the devil. Boy, I tell you, I ain't gonna make, the devil is not somebody in a red suit with a big pitchfork, just sticking folk and all that. The devil would like to have you believe that's who he is. But let me show you who the devil is. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, be watchful, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." You say, "But yeah, preacher, but Jesus already declawed him and we've got the victory." Hold on a minute. No, he's not. Yes, we have the victory, and Jesus has already won, but the devil is still real. Nowhere in this verse did it say anything about the lion having his claws pulled out. That lion is still seeking you. That devil is still taking people down today. That devil is taking preachers down today. You know how he does it? Women. Amen. Women's the number one tool that the devil uses. And by the way, he don't care how young you are. Preacher, you better listen to me. He don't care how old you are. And this social media stuff, this different stuff that's going on. I mean, the devil, this social media, and we use it. We try to use what we can for the good. I'm not preaching against, but it'll do more harm than television ever did. But by the way, television's done its place too. And brother, let me tell you, the devil will use a woman on a man. The devil will use the world on the preacher. The devil has used the world on many of our young men today. And that's why we're not producing Sattlers and Greens and Moody's and Sundays. I'll tell you why. They're in the world, brother. They're in the world. Amen. They're in the world. We have got to come out. Amen. We've all got to come out of the world. Amen. I mean, listen, the worldliness of our age. Amen. Somebody said the church got so worldly and the world's got so churchy. You can't tell the difference. Well, I'll tell you what, it's right there. I mean, the church is living in the world. Now, I don't mean to be ugly. I don't mean to say it. But I mean, a soldier has got to come a part of that. Amen. A soldier's got to know who the enemy is. Amen. Let me tell you something. My enemy is not another Baptist preacher. You said, "Preacher, did you hear what he said about you?" I don't care what he said. You said, "Preacher, did you hear what he did to you?" I don't care what he did. The Lord will take care of him. Amen. If he wants to live long and anybody else wants to live long, they better keep their hands off the men of God. Amen. You go to messing with the preacher, your pastor, any other preacher, and brother, you might not live to see the morning. Old Percy Ray said he's preaching revival in a tent meeting. And he said a lot of people got saved. He said some people got stirred up and got mad about it. And he said they hired a fellow to come across the Mississippi River and kill him. And said that night they dared the whole town. Said, "None of you better not show up to that meeting." Percy Ray said it was a stormy night. And he said, "I showed up at the tent meeting. Just me and one other man named Red." He said, "Old Red just got saved a few nights before." And said, when he came in, I said, "Red," said, "you know what they said tonight?" Said, ain't you afraid to be here?" Red said, "Preacher, I just got saved, but if you go down, I'm going with you." Percy Ray said it was a stormy night. He said, "I was looking over the Mississippi River." He said, "I saw the man on the boat that they had hired to come and kill me. He was coming over the Mississippi River. It's about a mile wide in some places. I've crossed it. Beautiful river." And he said, "That man got right in the middle of that river. It was a stormy night." He said, "I saw the tornado set down on that river. God sent a tornado down and flipped that boat over and killed that man in the middle of the river." Now, we don't preach that stuff anymore. But I'm going to tell you, lay your hands on the man of God, and there's a grave out there waiting on you. Amen. If you want God to bury you 6 feet under, you just put your hands on the man of God. You keep messing with him, and that's what God will do for you. Amen. Now, I've said that. It's all right. I'm going to go on. But God will send wealth to a man. Sometimes a preacher does good till he gets wealthy. You better know who the enemy is. Amen. You better be able to serve God in your wealth. Sometimes he'll send wounds to the preacher. You know, things that's done. Well, friend, we come to the end of the Friday broadcast. Somebody said to me long ago that I talked fast. Well, I tell you what, I'm trying to get it all in. Amen. And I guess I do talk fast. But anyway, if you want a copy of today's message, R489-3, we can email that to you free of charge, or we can send it by CD. The mailing address will be given to you at the end of the broadcast. The email address is comments@gbiradio.org. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, he who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.